Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. This is Byron Cage, my shield.
Comes a time in every believer's life. The trials are going to come, but God said, I will not leave you comfortless. So be encouraged. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God, but thou, Lord, our shield for me, my glory, you lift my head, but thou, Lord, our shield for me, you're my glory, the lifter up of my.
Didn't understand, you lifted my head.
the enemy sought to take me out. Thank you for living. Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. You, Lord, are my glory.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to another episode of the Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine Ann Ingram. And that was Byron Cage, My Shield. He said, thank you for lifting my head. Thank you for lifting my head. Wow. Welcome to another episode as we move into the spirit this morning. Inviting the presence that is the one that is the one. Recognizing that there is only one power and one presence. And let's fly. We recognize that power as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. And so in this right now moment, I want you to move into your heart, giving thanks for the mighty, powerful presence of God. I want you to be intentional about the breath because there's power in the breath, family. There is power in the breath. And sometimes we forget to breathe. So in this right now moment, I want you to take in a deep breath. Breathing in through the nose, hold it to the point of vibration. Hold it to the count of eight, and then release the breath. And I want you to breathe deep into the diaphragm and deep into the heart, because the heart has wisdom. I want you to breathe, family. Be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe. And then be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And last time, be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. And as we bless our money substance today, giving thanks for all that is, thanking you, Holy Spirit. Recognizing that we are all that God is. This is a money prayer by Ayala Divine Zot.
Day 10, a prayer of forgiveness. I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every cell, every atom, every molecule, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, wealth, and abundance, bringing it into alignment with the perfect will of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into alignment with the perfect peace of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into perfect alignment with the perfect love of God. For this I am so grateful, and so it is. Today, I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money.
Amen. And as we speak the words from Unity Church by Harry Reid, backed by popular demand, this blessing for our money substance, as we come together in one mind and one spirit, seeing the vision of this money experience, we say together, Lord, I thank you for this money symbol, this symbol of love, your love and bounty, silver, gold, and paper too. Lord, I give thanks for plenty. I thank you, Holy Spirit, as I bless the contents of my purse, my wallet, my bank account, my stocks, my bonds, and every place I hold my money experience, which with wisdom I disperse, and let me be a steward, true, sharing good, just as you do. Father God, we bless you right now in this substance by your word of spoken thanks. Forever heard. We bless it now for its use, gladly share without abuse. Lord, I thank you for this money, this symbol of your love and your bounty, because we know divine love blesses this purse, this wallet, these bank accounts, these stocks and these bonds, and every experience of money. We keep it abundantly filled, Holy Spirit. I open it both to give and to receive, knowing that the contents of this purse is in my wallet, your purses, our wallets, our purse, and all our money experiences, bank accounts, stocks, and bonds are so blessed. We express wisdom, love, and good judgment in handling our financial resources, and all to whom we give, we also express wisdom, love, and great judgment. We thank you right now, God. We thank you for this opportunity, Holy Spirit, to know and to feel your love in our money experience. In the mighty consciousness of all that is God, we say, amen. And so it is. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. As we do our Master of Money prayer treatment together.
Let's get rid of all the money hang-ups. I tell you how I want you to do this. I want you to get relaxed. Take about 3 good long breaths and stretch your feet out if you can. Now, I want you to place your hands in an upward position on your lap. Just let them rest in an upward position. Somewhat slightly cupped. You see, like my cup runneth over. And just repeat this with me. Right here and right now. I open my mind to all of the goodness of life. I deserve it all.
I deserve it all.
God wants me to have all of the goodness of life.
God wants me to have all the goodness of life.
It is God's pleasure to give me all of the goodness of life.
It is God's good pleasure to give me all the goodness
all of the riches of life.
And all the riches
health,
of life.
Happiness, love.
Health, happiness,
success,
and
prosperity,
love.
And money.
Success.
I totally open my mind to the flow.
I totally open my mind to the flow.
With no reservations.
With no reservations.
I opened my mind to money.
I open my mind.
The being, doing, having power of the mind.
The being, doing, having power of the mind.
The being, doing, having power of God in me.
The being, doing, having power of the
this
God.
This is real money.
You know, this is real money.
This is the money that becomes every form of money.
This is the money that becomes every form
that I need and want.
That I need and want.
And now we're going to go into a visualization for a moment, so I just want you to close your two outer eyes. Tilt your chin slightly upward. And look through the third eye, the eye of God in you. And repeat this visualization prayer treatment with me. I now enter into the theater of my mind.
I now enter into the theater of my mind.
And I see myself.
And I see myself.
I see myself as I wish to be.
I see myself as I wish to be.
I see myself as a healthy person.
I see myself as a healthy person.
I see myself as a happy person.
I see myself as
I see myself as a loving person.
I see myself as a loving
I see myself as a beloved person.
I see myself as a beloved person.
I see myself as a successful, prosperous person.
I see myself as a successful, prosperous
I see and feel myself as a person who has a lot of money.
I see and feel myself as a person who has lots of money.
I see that I have all of the money that I need for every good cause.
I see that I have all the money I need for every good cause.
I see myself with stocks and bonds.
I see myself with stocks and bonds.
Certificates of deposit.
Of
a big investment portfolio.
Ooh, a big
I see myself having
portfolio.
Money making money.
I see myself having money making
money.
Money
making money.
Money,
money
making,
making
money.
Money
making money.
It feels
money.
Wonderful.
It so
feels
good.
Good.
So
I see
wonderful.
And feel myself enjoying the goodness of money.
I see and feel myself enjoying the goodness of
thank you,
of
God,
money.
In me.
Thank you, God.
For money.
For
and all
money.
Of the goodness of life.
And all the goodness of life.
Now open your eyes slowly. Come back. And in closing, I say health, happiness, love, success, and prosperity.
Yes.
And
a whole
lot of money go with you. Amen.
Amen. Y'all know I love that. You know I love when he said a whole lot of money go with you. All right, you asked me to bring the money blessings back. I pray that God is multiply, amplify, and spiritualize every dime, every penny, every quarter, every dollar, every $5, $20, $10, $50, $100, whatever you have in your possession. I hope it is manifested, multiply, amplify, spiritualize into the desired of more than enough. Holy Spirit, give us this day more than enough. Our daily bread. You know, I was listening to Neville Goddard this morning. And Neville Goddard said, our subconscious mind is the womb of all creation. And there's two things that enters into the subconscious mind, prayer and sleep. And Reverend Ike always talks about, he always talks about, what is it that we're thinking before we go to sleep? That's one of the most powerful times in our day. What is it that we have impressed our subconscious mind with before we go to sleep? Some of us are watching the news, so we live in fear every day because we go to sleep in fear and we impress our subconscious mind with fear. Or we go to sleep with the idea of not enough. So then everything shows up in our life as not enough. I don't have enough. I don't feel enough. I'm not enough. And so the platinum song we sing throughout our day is I'm not enough. And then guess what? Our thoughts go out into the world, our vibrations go out into the world and meet those not enough experiences and bring it back to us. Because the language of the universe is vibrational. You can say all day long, I'm rich, but if you feel poor and say you don't have enough, the dominant thought is the feeling. The dominant expression is the feeling. What are you feeling? What emotions have you been holding on to? So let's think about unforgiveness, because that's a big thing that we hold on to in our emotional body. Not enough and unforgiveness. Because we're not taking responsibility for our own life because we want to say what the other person has been doing to us. You know, they, that, them, and those. Has did whatever. But the reality is we're responsible for our life and everything that happens in our outer world is a reflection of our inner world. I know this is the hard part for people to accept. When I was in Peru, one of the guys that was there said he has never experienced nothing but prosperity, wealth. He comes from wealth. He was from Australia. He realized he married someone who came from a poverty background. They met online, but he fell in love with her. And he realized that poverty is a culture, just like wealth is a culture. So when we what we impress into our subconscious mind is what we live out. And it's easier to live wealth when you come from wealth. But the idea to move beyond the physical appearances when you grew up in the idea of poverty. So, you know, when we listen to Jay-Z said he came from the idea of the project. So he had to move past his own self to get where he was today. Let me Some of you, I went on yesterday, so you didn't hear what Jay-Z said. So I'm just going to play the beginning part of his clip. It was 5 minutes, but we're not going to listen to the whole 5 minutes. But I want you to really hear the two things that Jay-Z says that it takes to really move yourself is perseverance, belief in yourself, and patience.
Only two things can get you through this, man. That's patience and persistence.
We all aspire, we all have the same emotions. You know, no matter who you are, where you're from, we all have the same emotions. You know, we all want to be successful. You know, we all have the same fears of failure. We all have, feelings of abandonment. We all, you know, want love.
Have such a strong belief in yourself that you can quiet out all the outside noise, because that's, you're going to need that on every step of the way. There are people that are projecting their fears and their shortcomings and failures on you, and you have to be very careful, you know, with that. People telling you can't do that. Why can't I? Because they may have tried, or they don't believe that they can do it. And it's not really about you. It's about what they feel and their fear inside. So you have to be strong enough and resilient to believe in whatever it is you're trying to do.
My uncle, he was telling me, like, I'm never going to... My uncle said I never sold a million records. I sold a million records like a million times.
So you see what I'm saying? I just wanted to remind you, what is the three things? So we talk about Never Guarded already. Never Guarded said there's two things that impresses the subconscious mind, prayer and sleep. Reverend Ike says that it's the feelings that get the blessings, and we have to tell our feelings how to feel. Did you hear what Jay-Z said? He said we have to have a belief so strong that it quiets the outside fears. So let me remind you, those outside fears are just a reflection of your inner fears. Let me give you an example. When I was bringing Queen of Four to Chicago to do the Sacred Woman Weekend, and I started to come up against opposition, it was my fear. And people were showing up as my fears. So women were calling and saying, oh, I really want to come, but I don't have enough. I had like 10 calls. Oh, I really want to come, but I don't have enough money. And you know what was interesting when I talked to my spiritual advisor? You know, I love my spiritual advisor because, you know what, she's going to tell me like it is. And a lot of times people don't want you to tell them the truth because they don't want to see themselves in a way that shows them that there is some work that needs to be done. So I'm like, oh, yeah, they keep telling me. She said, well, where are you not enough? I said, well, with them, now, I teach this all the time, but because I wasn't in acceptance, I wanted to be resistant to it. Well, what they experience got to do with me? What them not having enough money got to do with me? She said, because they are a reflection of your inner self. Where are you not feeling enough? And I had to do the work to get past myself in order to bring forth that experience. It turned out successful, but I had to go in there and do that inner work of not enough, because I was still singing that platinum song that I wasn't enough. I wasn't good enough. I wasn't pretty enough. I wasn't amazing. I wasn't something enough. That's why all the women were calling saying, I want to come, but I don't have enough. When I changed that inner song that was happening inside, I started experiencing women who said, how do I pay? You see, I don't care what's going on in your life right now, whether it's your relationship, your money, whatever. How we do anything is how we do everything. And if you're not feeling enough, you're not feeling enough in your relationship. You see, when I was younger and with my husband, I would have thought I was perfect. That sounds ego tripping. But I used to think that I was the perfect one in the relationship. Until God showed me myself. There was things I still needed to clean up, my language, my thoughts, and my projections on him. My fears of past relationships that were coming upon him that he didn't even have responsibility for, but I was still placing those feelings upon him. Until I realized when I changed my energy, he changed his energy. You see, energy is all there is. Energy is all there is. So if Neville Goddard said at our most important time, and Reverend Knight talks about this too, we meet no one but ourselves. And when we go to sleep at night, what are we impressing upon our subconscious mind, which is one of the most powerful times, because the subconscious mind is the womb of creation. And what you're creating is what you thought before you went to sleep. Are you creating fear? Or are you creating what you desire? I want you to think about that. What are you impressing upon the subconscious mind? Paul in the Bible recognizes the subconscious mind as a woman. So when you see in metaphysically, when you hear about a woman is subservient to a male, what that means is not that the physical woman is subservient to the physical male. It's the subconscious mind that's subservient to the conscious mind. So what that means, what the conscious mind impresses upon the subconscious mind is going to create. So what the male energy of you, which is your conscious mind, is impressing upon the feminine essence of yourself, which is your subconscious mind. Let me make sure I said it right. Your conscious mind is your male energy, which is impressed, which impresses and leads and guides the subconscious mind. And the subconscious mind is going to bring forth what the conscious mind has planted. So when we look at it symbolically, the male implants a seed into the woman, which is the subconscious mind. And the seeds that are planted into the woman, which is the subconscious mind, is the womb of creation. So whatever your inner lover is bringing into your subconscious mind, guess what? You're bringing it into your outer world. So your outer world is a reflection of what you have planted into your feminine essence. Now I want you to marinate that, because I know this is kind of like, what the, is Janine talking about, right? So I want you to just think about that. You know, I've finished my thesis for my master's for metaphysics. I'm working on my PhD in my metaphysics right now, and I just love the work that I'm doing because it's evolving my understanding of how to use my vibrations to create and attract what I want. How many of us are still going to places and jobs and things or not doing what we love? When I get up in the morning, I say, you know what, I love my life. I was driving down the street yesterday just thinking how much I love my life. I love what I'm creating. I love how life is showing up for me. But I created the world that I wanted. I wanted to live a fantasy life. I wanted to live a life that I can get up and do what I want, and I can get up and do what my personality, what my soul came to serve the planet in. You see, I didn't want to get up every day going to a place or do something that I had to do because of fear of not being able to eat or whatever. When God told me in the promise that I just need to seek the presence of God. So I'm asking you today, what are you impressing upon your subconscious mind? What is it that you're allowing the energetic expression of you to control your world? Reverend Knight talks about this, and I might play it. Let me see if I put it in my cue. But one of the things that Reverend Knight says is that nothing should stop you from having the things you desire. Not even the idea of not enough money. Let me say that again. Because God does not give a vision without provision, family. But do we understand how to prepare ourselves to receive? And that's the thing. I'm going to let you marinate on that. You know, I gotta, when I use the word receive, you know, I got to play my song. So I'm going to play my little song while we think about how to prepare our minds, our bodies, and souls to receive all of the goodness. And guess what? I'm going to let you in on a little secret. David wasn't a perfect man, but David was a man after God's own heart. What does that mean? It means you don't have to come all these ways that you've been conditioned to believe. If you don't do this, God didn't have no conditions on God's love. Romans tells us what? There's nothing, absolutely nothing you can do to separate yourself from the love of God. I want you to marinate on that as I play my favorite part in this song. This is called Favor, family. This is Favor. Y'all know if you've been on the line. Okay. All we got to do is what?
I'm trying to lead this thing along, but when you think about favor, oh my God. You see, I just want to say it one more time. And realize that you gotta be purified for God's favor. You may have a temporary setback, but it's only a permanent setup for God's favor to reign in your life. Somebody needs to know that tonight. But when you get down on your knees and pray,
what you gotta do? Get down on your
and you're asking for God's favor.
And you're asking for God's favor. This is all God's favor.
Receive it. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You feel me up here. I want you to fall down on me, God. Rain on me. I'm trying not to get out of the way here. Oh,
All right, so you know I had to put a little rain in. You know, so I wanted you to think about this. Did you hear what she said? She said all you had to do was ask and then receive, 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 receive. That's it. What are you thinking? What are your thoughts? What are you impressing upon the subconscious mind? It's the subconscious mind that's the womb of creation. Reverend Ike says the time before we go to sleep, what we put into our subconscious. How many of us are watching the news before we go to sleep? How many of us are reading the things on Facebook before we go to sleep? How many of us are thinking about things that are not so pleasant before we go to sleep? And then what Reverend Ike said, we meet no one but ourselves. So what we put in our subconscious mind is what we meet throughout the day. Let me say that again. What you put in your subconscious mind. Now, let me go back over. You remember I was telling you, I love my metaphysical class because it teaches us the Bible from a metaphysical perspective. Paul uses the subconscious mind in the Bible as a symbolism of the feminine energy. So when you see in the Bible where it talks about the woman is subservient to the man, it's not talking about the physical presence of a woman. It's talking about the feminine presence of our subconscious mind, which is the area that creates. Everything about a feminine energy is about creation. That's why they say, you hear a lot of people say God is a woman, because the feminine energy is what creates. The male energy is what plants the seed. So the conscious mind, which is the male energy, is what the Bible is talking about when Paul says a woman is to be subservient to her male. It's the male energy inside of us. I call it my inner lover that I'm subservient to, as my feminine presence is subservient to my male energy. And we talk about that a lot in our metaphysical class. We talk about the energy. And it was when I healed my male energy, my physical, because, you know, so I'm going to get off a little bit of subject, especially since I'm talking a lot of to a lot of women about relationships. In the male energy, our inner male, my grandmother used to say, we meet nobody but ourselves, which is something Reverend Ike says too. I really didn't understand that for first. So every male that I meet and every male that's in my life is a representation of my inner masculine. And when I heal my inner masculine, my relationship to the male presence on the physical planet changed. We're going to talk more about that because I know we need to heal the relationships in our community, because it's when the male and the feminine energy can really become one that the power that happens behind that is beyond anybody's conception, because that's the feminine presence of God and the masculine presence of God coming together and the wholeness of God coming forth to create. And so when we heal our inner masculine, when we heal our inner feminine and merge the two as one and balance it, that's when we can change the trajectory of how we operate in relationship to our outer male or our outer feminine presence, depending on whether you're a male or a female on the planet. I say that to you because the two areas that I get a lot of questions about is relationships and finances. I want to tell you right now, there's nothing that happens outside of you. If money is something you desire more of, you are money. You are an expression of money. Money is another expression of God. Money is another form of God's love. And money is just energy, just like everything else. But let me tell you what keeps us in the loop, or the rat race, when it comes to money. It's our conditioned beliefs about money. It's our conditioned beliefs about wealth. It's our conditioned beliefs about how we see ourselves. the more we see ourselves as the creator and the beings and the presence of God on this planet, do you understand the more you will attract and not have to work hard? But God says in the Bible, in Deuteronomy, I will give you a house you didn't build, land you didn't toil. Our job is to experience the greatness of God through all things on the planet. I was talking to one of my friends yesterday, and he was saying, you know, he was like, you just live life with no stress. You are, he said, I've never seen you not smile. Even when I see you go through changes, I said, because I know it's all God. I know it's all God. And whatever I'm experiencing is an experience of something that is coming from the inside, and that is something either I'm needing to learn or I want to continue to keep experiencing in my life. But I only want one thing, and that's to enjoy the pleasure of life. When I wake up in the morning, I look at God's creation, the trees, the sky, the beauty. And I thank God no matter what is happening in my life. Because I'm not afraid to honor my dark spots, my shadow spots, and everything that I am, because I am all that God is. And if you are all that God is, then that means you are the creator of the creation that you created in your life. If you don't like what you created, then guess what? You get the opportunity to sit with yourself and say, I'm an alchemist. I recommend that we all read the book, The Alchemist. It's one of the most greatest stories that you ever read, because it teaches you how the universe is conspiring on our behalf. Albert Einstein said the universe is friendly to our desire. God said, it is my good pleasure to give you the desires of your heart. So when I wake up in the morning, I'm asking God, okay, God, you said it is He that gives me the power to get wealth. You said you give me the power to get wealth. Where is my desire to get where I want to go? And show me how to get there. Show me how to get what I desire. Lead me, guide me. And show me how to be a blessing to me and all those that I'm around. How can I be used not only for the blessing of myself, my family, my friends, and my community, but how can I be a financial significance of those that are around me? How can I make a difference? How can I use my gifts and talents? Because God, you said in your word, your gifts and your talents will make a room for you and put you before great men and women in the world. Are you standing on God's promises today? Are you impressing your subconscious mind with the powerful things that you want to bring into your experiences? Or are you letting the world mind dominate yours by being so caught up in the physical appearances of what's happening in this world? Can I just tell you right now, you may see the physical appearance, but you don't hear a lot of news or a lot of media outlet talking about what's happening spiritually. We got to learn how to see with spiritual eyes. Let me say that again. We got to learn how to see with spiritual 2020 vision. That means when there's something going on and you know God is all there is, God, give me eyes to only see you in this right now. I had to learn how to see myself as God sees me. Because guess what? Neville Goddard, Reverend Ike, and all the major players in the world says this. The way you see yourself is how you operate in life. Let me say this again. The way you see yourself is how you operate in life. If you don't see yourself as good enough, then your money will never be good enough. You will always find a reason to send your money out. You know, you'd be like, all right, I just saved $5,000. Then next thing you know, the engine go out, and now you got to send your money out on that engine. You know, because you don't feel good enough. So everything takes on the experience of your thoughts about you. Even money takes on the energy of the thoughts of you. Even if you're a feminine presence on this call right now and you're wondering about what's going on with your man, he even takes on the thoughts that you think about you. He just replays the energy that you send into him to tell him to reflect it back to you. Let me tell you what I mean by that. You ever wake up and as a feminine present on the planet, you say, oh, I'm so bloated. Oh, there's this. And then you might say, oh, baby, you're looking a little bloated today. Or you look a little, and you're like, what? Or it's because your thoughts fill yourselves up with that energy of what you've been thinking. And your cells sends out vibrations, and it sends it out to the universe that says, I'm not good enough, I'm not pretty enough, I'm this today, and guess what? And it sends those thoughts, that energy out, and that energy comes back as what you've been thinking. Your cells will snitch on you because the universe hears what you're thinking. The universe hears the vibratory energetic expression that you send out into the universe. They say, our atoms, y'all know I'm a nerd. I read scientific journals and all that stuff. So it was interesting. I was reading about atoms. And you know we're made up of atoms. And atoms are just a frequency and a vibration. 99% of the atom is empty. It's empty. That means we feed the atom by our thoughts. And what we impress into the atom is what we vibrate, and then the vibratory energy brings back to us what we've been vibrating. So when I say to you, you invited this experience into your life, but through an energetic invitation, that's how everything is a reflection of you. I know that's hard to believe. I know when I first heard it, it was hard for me to believe. How in the world did I invite this into my world? You invited it through your thoughts of not feeling good enough, through the stuff you say when you say, oh, that was stupid, or, oh, I'm a jack buddy, or whatever you say that's not necessarily conducive to what you want to bring into your experience. Even your money take on the energy of your thoughts. So if your money is in your energy and all you can feel is, I don't have enough, your money is going to prove to you that it's not enough. When I'm in my not enough energy, I don't pay a bill. I don't send my money out. I don't do anything with my money until I get into a space of more than enough. What I do, I may play some music to shift my energy. I may pray. I may meditate. I may take a long bath and remember the abundance of God, because when I send my money out, I want my money to come back 360 degrees. That's why Reverend Ike says, don't say that you spend, because spend means what? To exhaust and never to return. But when you circulate or invest your money into a situation, what does it mean? To return to the sender. And I always want my money, when I bless my money, when I give my money or invest my money or donate my money or whatever I do to circulate my money, I'm blessing it. Because anything you bless is what? What is it going to do? It's going to come back to you. That's why the Bible tells us to be a cheerful giver. It's more important to be a cheerful giver than it is to tithe. Let me say that again. It's more important to be a cheerful giver than it is to tithe. And let me tell you why. Everything that you do and everything that you experience is a reflection of how you send it out. So let me give you an example. Have you ever given somebody a gift and you just love what you gave them and they experienced it so powerful, because not even if they even love the gift, but they just love the fact of your energy or how you loved what you gave them so much. Now, has anybody ever given you something that didn't really want to give it to you and you didn't even want to take it? You told them, you know what, if you're going to feel like that, you could just keep it. Why? Because it don't make you feel good for somebody to give you something that they don't want to give you. And that's the same thing happens when we give money when we don't want to give it. We stagnate, we block. But when we in fear to share and spread the money, then we just get, you know, in the streets, you know, growing up in the streets. Scared money gets no money. That's what they said, right? And that's really a true statement. You know, it's interesting, a lot of the things that we hear in the streets growing up, truth, you know, gain recognize gain. I say truth recognize truth. Love recognizes love, and fear recognizes fear. When we give money in fear, we stop the flow. Fear stops the flow, but love continues the flow. So when we give in love, nothing but love can come back. Money takes on the thoughts of our energy. You cut the flow when you give or pay a bill with the idea of not enough. And then you're going to always have a reason to not have enough. The car breaks down. The furnace breaks down. I was listening to Neville Goddard, The Feeling Gets the Secret, this morning. And he said, we're not a beings of chance. We create our world. You are powerful beyond measure, family. You are a creator. And you get to create the most magnificent life. You get to create it. And we get to create it by the feelings that we hold on to. That's why Reverend Ike says the feelings get the blessing. Neville Goddard said the feeling is the secret. Reverend Ike says, tell your feelings how to feel. Because our feelings is what the universe hears. It's not our thoughts so much. It's not our words so much. But it's our thoughts that plant the seed. It's our words that nourish it. But it's the feelings that actually manifest it. Let me say that again. Your thoughts are the seeds that are planted. And you can either abort the seed by your words, or you can nourish it. And then your heart is what manifests it. When something is in your heart, I want you to imagine with me, have you ever loved something so much? Maybe the day you had your baby and you felt this unconditional love. Maybe a moonlight. Sunrise, sunset, and the feeling that gets the moves through every cell in your body, the pulsate, when you feel that feeling of love. Have you ever created something that felt so good? Maybe you planted some flowers. Those are the feelings that you want to learn how to continue to manifest, because that's where the flow of being in alignment with the universe operates in. I have a friend who does her garden, and she loves it, and it just brings her so much joy. She has the most beautiful backyard. She has, her house is on a lake, and she has these beautiful flowers, and she got that. There's something about the earth that grounds the energy. When I was in Peru, one of the things they had us do was to ground. And the reason why we ground is because what happens is there's ions in the earth. Because this earth is like a big battery. And the ions, they say the worst thing that ever could happen to man is shoes. Because we don't have the connection to earth when we have the shoes. But if you ever, it's called earthing. When you put your feet in the ground and your hands and your body, there's something that happens to the immune system, and it lights up the body and it heals the body. It's important that we become one with the universe, with nature, with love and life. And these are the things that keeps us in the flow that allows us to manifest the life we desire. You might see me in a Japanese garden. I live in Chicago, and I love the Japanese gardens. It has waterfalls and flowers, and I go there sometimes when I get through walking on the lake, and I lay there on the ground with my back, and I look up, and I play my music, and I'm just so grateful. So one day I was there, and I walked out and went into the store, and somehow this lady happened to be standing next to me. We were talking, and somehow the guy put her food on my ticket as well. And so when we got to the end, I don't really be looking at prices. I couldn't understand really why my food was high, but I didn't even think twice about it. And then when we got to the end, they gave me her food, and I was like, oh, that's why she showed. She's tried to, but Spirit said she tried to give me the cash for the food. And Spirit told me, no, just let her keep it. So I gave her money back. He was walking out, and she started to cry. She said, my husband died, and I have been experiencing financial lack, and I thought I'd come out and treat myself to something to eat because it's been a while since I've treated myself to something that I wanted. And she said, you blessed my soul today. She said, you blessed my soul today. And you reminded me that God is the source of my bounty, and I have to get back into my mindset. Now, I didn't say nothing. I just gave her money back. I didn't say nothing, but, you know what, keep your money blessed. Just recognize it as a gift. And she simply cried. But let me tell you what it felt like when, because I wasn't thinking about, Spirit said, let her keep the money. So I did. But that blessed my soul even more so than probably even blessing her soul, because what I realized is that when we remind people of God's goodness, when we remind people of God's love, just by being an example, you know, so many of us try to teach by preaching and, oh, God said, but the best example of God's love is being God's love. And that's what I want to ask you today to do. Stop trying to force God on people and be God. Because my grandmother used to tell us the only Bible somebody might read is you today. And so as we move away from this call, because I'm about to let you go, I want you to know two things today. What Jay-Z say, in order to be successful, we got to have patience, perseverance, and we have to have a belief so strong that any outside noise won't take us off our square. We heard that from Jay-Z. Never got to say it's the feeling that gets the secret. So we got to be conscious of our feelings. If you want more money in your life, then you got to be money. That's what Reverend Ike says. You are money. Money don't come from outside. Money comes from the inside out. You are money. If you're experiencing lack, that's because you feel some kind of lack energy inside yourself. I want you to work on your lack space. I had a lack energy for a long time. I had to work on my not enough energy, my lack energy, not good enough energy, because growing up is easy for our parents, even though they love us and people who love us, to remind us of how we're not good enough. Other children, things, stories we tell ourselves, and experiences that remind us I'm too dark, I'm too light, I'm too short, my body's not this, my body is that, or whatever. But you got to know one thing for sure and two things for certain. My grandmother said this, and it's the most powerful thing she ever taught me. People don't treat you the way you treat them. They treat you the way you treat yourself. How are you treating yourself today? What words are you saying to yourself today? Your cells are hearing the words that you're saying to yourself today. So as I remind you today, it's the hidden issues in our tissues from the words that we have said to ourselves that's sending out a vibratory energy to come back and treat us the way we either want to be treated or the way we don't want to be treated. But you get to change it. So as I remind you today, the power is in you. You hear Cindy Trim say this, and I'm going to let her say this to you in this little clip. It was my thoughts that was affecting every cell in my body. She said, it was my thoughts that was affecting every cell in my body. What are you thinking? What are you feeling? The world is our buffet, and we get to eat from it the way we want to eat from it. That's what I love about this powerful energy that some call God, some call Allah. It don't even care what you call it. All it cares is that you recognize it. This is Sarah Jakes and Cindy Tran.
In a room this size, everyone's dressed up and we look nice and we put on whatever we could to come on and look presentable. But what you cannot see are the issues that are flowing underneath the current. I promise you, no matter how good she looks, no matter how fly she is, she's got issues. She's got these issues that she's had to learn to live with.
I didn't realize that everything that I was thinking was affecting cells in my body. I didn't realize that the things that I was rehearsing was affecting the way that I looked, the way I felt about myself, the way I carried myself, issues in the tissues.
I want to be anointed to be seen by my sister. I want my sister to know that I was insecure too, that I was in a bad relationship too. Some people touch Jesus, get the power, and then act like they never had issues. But it takes a special kind of woman, the kind of woman that I'm trying to connect with, to say, you know what, babe, I see you struggling, but let me tell you how I got my healing. I knew how to touch Jesus and then be seen. I wish that there were some women in this room and in this generation and in this world who didn't mind saying, yeah, it looks pretty now, but you should have seen how broke down, raggedy, disgusted, and insecure it was before I put the highlight and contour on. I want you to realize that before I had an incredible husband, I had raggedy, low down, no good for nothing brothers in my life trying to mess up my self-esteem. I want you to know before I got the job that I had to work at the grocery store and I had to flip burgers. I don't want you to just see me in my heel state. I don't want you to just see Mary. I want you to see Eve, because had it not been for Mary, there would be no Eve, and had it not been for Eve, there would have been no Mary. What am I telling you? I'm telling you, another woman needs to see. I need to see you. I need to see you. I need to connect with you. I'm not going to let you fall. I'm not going to let you fail. You're not going to be around me telling me what's going on with you. And I ask myself, oh my goodness, I could never imagine. No, girl, I may have not gone through that, but let me tell you what I did go through. And let me tell you how I got healed. And let me tell you how I came out on the other side. I want to have a sisterhood of women who won't let another woman diss off while you heal off.
I want to say over your life that the enemy that you see today, you will not see that enemy tomorrow. I decree every diabolical cycle is broken. And I decree and declare that you are not only coming into new cycles, you are coming into new seasons. I decree old seasons are broken, and God is introducing you to a new season. I release the anointing of Esther upon you. I decree that it's not only your time, it is your turn.
Because I'm coming from behind, and I'm desperate to hear from you. I don't want to just be a church girl. I don't want to just be someone else who knows how to hoop and holler and dance around and goes back home and their life has never been changed. I saw a generation do that before me. I want to be a God agent. I want to be a demon shaking, soul stirring, create something down on the inside of me. I feel like y'all might want to preach a little bit today. God, do something on the inside of me that shakes up every doubt, every insecurity, every fear. I am desperate, God, to stop these issues. Can I just have 10 seconds for the desperate women, for the women who came to be cute? We'll get back to the message in a minute, but can I hear from some desperate women? Make a demand on heaven. Let God know that you're talking to me. I hear you saying something to the woman you created me to be. God, I can't let this thing take over my mind any longer. Loose your hold off of me, Satan. You have no power in my life. Loose your hold off of my family. You have no power in my life. God, give me my heart back. God, give me my mind back. God, give me passion for something other than what I see on Instagram. Put something down on the inside of me that changes this world for the better.
Wow. Just want to remind you today that your life is a gift from God, and what you do with your life is a gift back to God. I want to remind you to choose love. Love is the only choice. And remember to dream, but don't just dream. Live your God-sized dream. Remember, the power is in you, and it only works if you work it. And it worked because I worked it, family. This is Kelly Price. It's our time to shine. You've been tuned in to another experience with the Love Journey. Experience with Janine and Ingram. That's me, family. Have a great day. Because it's your time to shine. 1, 2, 1, 2.